Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by the Maine Historical Wargamers Association. They're the folks behind Huzzah! Historical Wargaming for New England. Huzzah takes place May 15th to the 17th, 2020, at the Doubletree in South Portland, Maine. Experience some of the best historical wargaming at Huzzah! Visit www.huzzahcon.com for more information.
Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by Enfilade. Enfilade is a flagship historical wargaming convention for the Northwest Historical Miniature Gaming Society. Enfilade is held annually over Memorial Day weekend at the Red Lion Inn in Olympia, Washington. Enjoy the largest historical miniature gaming convention west of the Mississippi at Enfilade. Visit www.nhmgscitadel.com for more information. Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by The Wargaming Company. Wish you could play a great Napoleonics wargame that's different from the same old stuff? Try ESR. ESR makes Napoleonics accessible, a complete system with you as the core commander. Start an army with ESR box sets or use your existing collection. It's meaty enough for diehards, but friendly for newcomers. Visit thewargamingcompany.com.
Hi, I'm Jonathan J. Reinhardt, and I am here because I owe you a very deep apology. So I want to begin by saying that I am incredibly sorry, but we've had to pull our most recent episode, episode 249, Gaming in a Pandemic. And we release this episode, we drop episodes every other week. They come out on Mondays, just after midnight, actually after midnight on Sunday, they go. And so they end up in Europe. Streams in the RSS feeds, and then they end up in your favorite podcast apps. So that way, if you subscribe, you get them seamlessly, and they're right there. And you might have it set to auto-download, or you have to choose to download or play the episode. And we also have them on our website, so that way you can go to our website, and you can listen to it live from our website as well. Why did we pull this episode? Well, we pulled this one because we found out, with much thanks to a very kind member of our community and audience who informed us that the audio quality was bad, like really, really bad. When we recorded it, we did have some problems because we record episodes live, we stream them live, and the service that we have been using lately just happened to have some server troubles while we were recording the episode. And they resolved during the recording, and we took a quick listen at portions of it, and it sounded okay, sent it off to our audio editor, who is amazing, I gotta say, and he did his magic. But for whatever reason, when the files transmitted from him to us and then to get uploaded and sent out to all of you, the quality just wasn't there. So we have pulled the audio, as I've said. It's gone. The episode will be delayed, and I'm very sorry for that. Our audio editor, Joshua, who I can't stress enough how amazing he is. He's going to retackle the episode, go through, try to smooth things out as much as possible. I really just say the original recording was pretty garbage. At first glance, it didn't hear that way. But as listening through larger chunks of it instead of just a spot here and a spot there, we really did come to know that it wasn't bad. It wasn't good, rather. It was bad. And Joshua has done his best, but he's going to go through and do it again, do another pass, and really do what he can to make it as acceptable as possible, because you deserve better. And we will get it out to you. We know this is a topic that is very timely and important to people with a global pandemic. So we want to make sure that we do as well as we can with it. Now, when it's available, and I don't know when that will be, but when it is available and ready, we will send it out. It'll be right in the streams. So if you are subscribed to the podcast, you'll automatically see it in there. And it'll probably have a name, something like, Gaming in a Pandemic episode, or Gaming Recon episode 249 Fixed, or something like that. And that's how you know that's the one that you want to listen to and get. Now, in the meantime, there's something you might not be aware of that I think you might really like. So during this whole pandemic, while I have been allowed to work at home, I am also live streaming 5 days a week, what I call the pandemic coffee break. So during my coffee break from work, I live stream my coffee break. I live stream it to Facebook, and then we upload it to YouTube afterwards. And people in the community, they come, we hang out, we talk about stuff, whether it's about just life and things and the pandemic and tips, but also share discounts and special deals and cool products you might want to buy, gaming stuff. And I also talk about, they're basically mini podcast episodes is what it is. The video, but the mini podcast episodes, they run about half an hour long because I get a long coffee break. And so they run about that long. And they're out there. So that's something that you can get for content that you can enjoy, hopefully, and access. So like I said, it's on Facebook. If you go to wargamingrecon.com/Facebook, that'll bring you to our Facebook page, and you can get them there. And then you can also go to YouTube, and you'll get them on YouTube. So if you go to wargamingrecon.com/YouTube, that'll bring you to our YouTube channel, and the Pandemic Coffee Breaks will be right in there as well. So no matter how you like to get at stuff, you get those. And as I said, they are video, not just audio. I'm not promising this. This is a very long shot, but we might release them as audio only. But really, they work best as a video thing. And I know that's a long time to kind of watch a video. I get it. But if you're at home, if you're furloughed, if you're working from home, something you could have on in the background while you're doing stuff. And you can see what's going on. And like I said, we share product reviews and tips about stuff. And then we also cover things that you might want to get and discounts that are really cool and special sales and all that sort of stuff. So check that out. Once again, I am really very sorry on behalf of everyone here at Wargaming Recon. We shouldn't have put the episode up, but honestly, didn't know. It didn't seem that bad when we put a note. It seemed okay. And just for whatever reason, things got corrupted or I have no idea. And honestly, we'll never probably know what happened. But like I said, Joshua's going to go through it all again with an extra fine tooth comb to really make sure things are perfecto, as good as we can really get them, because when your core subject quality is just not great, there's only so much you can do. But we've had that happen before with other services and things, and we've gotten it to be to an acceptable level where it's not painful to listen. And we don't want you to be like, oh man, that's so bad, I can't even listen to it. That's not what we're about. So we will do that. I promise we'll get it done as soon as we can. I can't give you a time frame for it now. So thank you for listening to this apology. If you haven't listened to all of our back catalog, you can also do that. You know, just go back through the feed and get that. And then, of course, there's the pandemic coffee break that I'm doing 5 days a week, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can join us live on Facebook or go on YouTube or Facebook as well and get them after the fact to watch. So thank you very much. And you know the drill. No matter how busy you are, no matter how much time you're spending realizing, wait, I messed up. I need to own it, and I need to apologize. You know that you have to. You need to keep on gaming.
Are you always on the go? Why not take Wargaming Recon with you? If you use an app like Pocket Casts, you can listen to your favorite episodes of Wargaming Recon on your mobile device. Wargaming Recon is a proud member of the TSR Podcast Network. Visit wargamingrecon.com/TSRPN for more information and to learn about the other good shows on the network. This recording is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike license. Many thanks to Andrew and Court for inspiring the show's name. Wargaming Recon is dedicated to the memory of longtime listener Andrew. I ask all listeners to join me in a moment of silence in memory of Andrew. Thank you to everyone who backed our 2020 podcast season on Kickstarter. In particular, I would like to thank Bob Yates, Cigar Box Battle, Enfilade Convention, Jason Elliott, leader of TSR Games, John Vogel, Lead Bears Tufts, Nate Taylor of Dwarven Forge, Rising Phoenix GameCon, and Stefan Pokorny, founder of Dwarven Forge. We couldn't have been successful without the help of all of you. Thank you so very much, and hope you are enjoying this 2020 podcast season. Wargaming Recon is made possible by listeners like you. Become a Patreon backer to get behind-the-scenes content and new episodes before everyone else, starting at $1 per month. Visit wargamingrecon.com/Patreon to become a Patreon backer. Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by The Wargaming Company. Wish you could play a great Napoleonics wargame that's different from the same old stuff? Try ESR. ESR makes Napoleonics accessible, a complete system with you as a core commander. Start an army with ESR box sets, or use your existing collection. It's meaty enough for diehards, but friendly for newcomers. Visit thewargamingcompany.com. Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by Enfilade. Enfilade is a flagship historical wargaming convention for the Northwest Historical Miniature Gaming Society. Enfilade is held annually over Memorial Day weekend at the Red Lion Inn in Olympia, Washington. Enjoy the largest historical miniature gaming convention west of the Mississippi at Enfilade. Visit www.nhmgscitadel.com for more information. Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by the Maine Historical Wargamers Association. They're the folks behind Huzzah! Historical Wargaming for New England. Huzzah takes place May 15th to the 17th, 2020, at the Doubletree in South Portland, Maine. Experience some of the best historical wargaming at Huzzah! Visit www.huzzahcon.com for more information.